not be afraid. I'm not an enemy. Please, sheathe your stake. You have to trust me. If I wanted to kill you, I would have done so already, wouldn't I? Without getting your attention first. So, please. Thank you. I'm going to reveal myself now. Please, think twice before attacking me. I assure you I'm on your side. I'm sorry for magically concealing my form in that way, but I hope you understand now it is revealed why I felt I had to. I'm sure if I'd approached in corporeal form, you would have attacked me as soon as you laid eyes on me, and, perhaps, rightly so. Yes. I'm a vampire. No. Please don't. Keep your weapon sheathed. I promise you I mean no harm. I wish to help. Indeed. Why should you trust me? Well, for one, when I heard that there were vampire hunters like you in the area, I disabled my traps. They aren't for you. They're for other vampires. You might have noticed that your approach to this stronghold was easier than expected. Secondly, as I say, if I wanted to, I could have killed you already. In fact, your approach was, forgive me, but it was a little clumsy. A little over-eager, perhaps. Are you by any chance new to vampire hunting? An apprentice, struck out on their own, maybe. I don't see anybody else with you. You are? Well, I'm glad my intuition hasn't failed me. I did not mean to insult you, by the way. I'm glad of it. If your approach had been stealthier, you may not have stumbled into the area that I warded with an alarm. I am glad, though, that you did set it off. It gave me time to make myself incorporeal and approach you safely. That said, if I were a different vampire, one that meant you harm, it wouldn't have been so convenient for you. Bear that in mind in the future. Stealth is your friend when dealing with my kind. A good question. Why am I telling you this? Well, there are no two ways about it. I am a failed vampire hunter. I was bitten decades ago and transformed into this. But although my physical form has changed, my bloodlust raised, and although I can no longer stand direct sunlight, my loyalty has not faltered, not like the others. No. Many who are changed eschew society and choose to live among other vampires. For me, my loyalty remains with the hunters, despite being hunted myself. A cruel irony. Despite having unique insights into the mind of the vampire, with the potential to advance vampire hunting far beyond its current craft, I've never been welcomed back by other hunters. In fact, I've never been able to approach a group, or even individuals, without being driven away. No, I'm not able to defend myself. I fear that the moment I drew blood, my bloodlust would be uncontrollable. I found this out the hard way. It is hard enough now, simply being close to you, seeing the blood pumping through your veins, the pinkness of your skin. I thirst for it. But as long as I do not see it directly or smell it, I can rein it in. It has taken many years of practice and seclusion to achieve this. Other vampires do not. Oh, it has been miserable. This is no life. But my resolve remains strong. I know my goal. I've been working tirelessly on achieving it. Why? My goal is the same as it always was. The eradication of vampire kind, of course. All vampires gone. That is what I want. Payback for what they did to me, and what they did to so many of my friends and comrades. What they still do. Hunters, just like you, who I grew up with, trained with. I'm not sure any of them remain. This realm is all but lost. The vampire numbers are overwhelming. Oh, you don't even know the half of it. As someone who is able to travel deep into vampire lands, the numbers I have heard other hunters estimate are off by orders of magnitude. There are more out there than you could imagine. Hunting them and killing them. It's not going to work. all it does is increase their bloodlust. It does not stop them reproducing, and it gives them an army of undead. Yes, by a powerful enough vampire mage, which thankfully are few, a deceased vampire can be raised, their corpse made undead a second time. I pray that you never see such a thing, if you have not already. I do have a better way, but I'm afraid that you won't believe me if I just tell you outright. Please, come with me. Let me show you my laboratory.